This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran has the latest.
Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 ethnic Armenians would flee the region, fearing persecution. That's after an Azerbaijan military victory last week in a conflict that dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to face the threat of ethnic cleansing. In recent days, humanitarian aid has arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh, but this does not change the situation.
Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, in a report by Reuters correspondent Edward Baran, who says a mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines where Russia, the United States, Turkey, and Iran are all jostling for influence. Niger's military rulers have banned French aircraft from flying over the country's airspace, according to the Agency for the Safety of Air Navigation in Africa and Madagascar. On their website, it says Niger's airspace is open to all national and international commercial flights except for French aircraft or aircraft chartered by France, including those of the airline Air France. Air France told the news service AFP that it was not flying over Niger airspace. That is the latest on Niger's military coup. This is VOA News. Russian airstrikes have killed at least two people, wounded several others in southern Ukraine's Kherson province as the war enters its 20th month. Here's AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The region's governor confirmed Russian forces struck the city of Berislav, destroying an unspecified number of private houses. A woman was killed and three people were wounded, including a police officer. Another airstrike also killed a 67-year-old man in a neighboring village. In Russia, a Ukrainian drone has hit an administrative building in the city of Kursk, damaging its roof. Unconfirmed reports both in Russia and Ukraine say they struck a branch of the FSB, Russia's main security agency. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Philippines has accused China of blocking fishermen from a disputed area of the South China Sea by installing a floating barrier. Here's Reuters' David Doyle.
Footage released by the Philippine Coast Guard showed several Chinese vessels near the barrier, which Manila says is preventing Filipinos from entering and fishing in the area. A spokesperson said the Philippine Coast Guard and the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemn the installation of the barrier in part of the Scarborough Shoal. China claims 90% of the South China Sea, overlapping with the exclusive economic zones of Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Beijing seized the Scarborough Shoal in 2012, forcing Filipino fishermen to travel further for smaller catches.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says the fishermen were allowed to return as bilateral relations improved under the Philippines' then-president, Rodrigo Duarte. But tension has mounted again since his successor, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., took office last year. Canadian labor union Unifor said on Sunday its members had voted to ratify a new contract with the Ford Motor Company, a relief for the Detroit automaker locked in a separate battle with its U.S. union over demands for better pay and benefits. Unifor represents about 5,600 Canadian auto workers, said its members at Ford ratified a new three-year collective bargaining agreement. A huge space accomplishment today when a capsule carrying particles from an asteroid touched down in the desert in the U.S. state of Utah.
Touchdown. I repeat, EDO. FRC has touchdown.
And touchdown of the OSIRIS-REx sample return capsule. A journey of a billion miles to asteroid Bennu and back.
Yeah, a billion-mile journey to get a cup full of an asteroid called Bennu. That stuff in the cup, the rocks and dust, is what the universe is made of, which will help scientists study the origins of all. I'm Scott Walterman.